And preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
For the best hot dogs and sausages in St. Louis, Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs is all you need. Dine in and enjoy their luxurious patio, or order carry out and curbside pickup with online ordering at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. All their meats and buns are custom made just for them. That means the freshest 100% Angus beef hot dogs, kielbasa, and so much more. And just be prepared to spend some time deciding between 140 different beers. Check them out and order online at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com. That's Dirty Dogs with a Z.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you, or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road, just west of 270.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertising.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mine diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry, or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
How can I have never heard this? Never heard it.
I'm sure you have.
Nope.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
The song is already now politically incorrect. He's telling his son to find a girl. You can't do that anymore.
You have to go there, didn't you?
Well, I'm telling you, you anymore, you can't raise a little boy child telling him when you grow up, find a girl. He'll decide what sex he wants to find.
Well, I mean, I were just talking off the air. We'll let you be the arbiter of this. I used to be on another station in another state, and we had a traffic guy, and if the traffic was light, he would always end up with, "Everything looks good out there. All the roads are easy, weezy, Japanese-y." Would he have to change that to easy, weezy, Asian American today?
Yeah.
Would he be able to say easy, weezy, Japanese?
Nope.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Think most program directors would kibosh that?
Easy Weezy Japanese. I'd have to go.
Yeah. Yep. Out.
Okay.
Too bad, too, because I like it.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore. Father and Son, I cannot believe I like it a lot. I can't believe
it's
I never heard
song.
It. It's a good song for you and Theo.
Yeah. I'll sing it to him when I get home.
You tell him to find a girl. Well, the sex police going to come and get you? the gender police?
Hey, you just created a new porn. Sex police.
Remember the story, Katie? Remember Katy Perry has had a baby, and they've not assigned an gender.
Yeah, right.
And she says when he's old enough or she's old enough, it, she, he will decide for itself what gender.
Kids can have no idea.
What do they call the child?
I have no
idea. Have they named the child?
I can only think how her parents must be thinking, where did we go wrong? Her dad's a minister, okay? So here goes Katie. The first thing she did that spun him around was that I kissed a girl and I like it. Oh, that had to really drive him nuts. And now she's had a baby with no gender assignment.
She still hasn't named the kid.
No name. And when it's old enough, it'll choose.
Oh, it's called it Bob.
Don't let Theo choose his gender.
She did give an interview, though. So the kid's last name is Bloom because Orlando Bloom is the father. So they're thinking about naming the kid Flower.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Flower. If I'm pronouncing this right, F-L-E-U-R. How do you pronounce that? Fleur.
Fleur.
Flower.
Flower.
Yeah, but that kid's going to get beaten up.
Well, that's French.
Fleur Bloom.
Like Fleur de Lis.
Well,
Fleur.
Like
but
Fleur.
What it is flower in French.
Is the flower.
Yeah.
And his dad's English, that kid's going to get it beaten up twice as hard for having a French name.
But will the boys beat him up or will the girls?
Oh, no, he'll probably get... Well, if they go with the French pronunciation, he'll get beaten up by everybody in England. If it's just if they just call him Flower, he'll probably just get beaten up by the boys.
We don't know if it's a he.
All right,
you know what I'd name the kid? Cornmeal.
Instead
of Flower.
Cornmeal Bloom.
Cornmeal Bloom.
I named the kid Opioid.
That's an opioid Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
My first son, Corey, I thought about naming him, and I thought better of this. But
Levi?
Levi and his middle name, Gene.
You should have done it. You should have done it.
Levi Gene Strauss.
What a cool name.
I know.
You should have done it. You blew it, man. He could still change his name.
Yeah. If you just hit the bong one more time, you could have got that on the verse.
That's right. And I said cornmeal, and Dan Buff actually smiled at it. He doesn't usually laugh at anything I say. He's in the room because he has a segment coming up. But before he does that, let me share. I love emails from listeners about how satisfied they are with advertisers. This is from Mike Schumer. And I mention his last name because at the end of the email, he said, you can use this story on the air as well as my name, if you wish. He said he had a Jeep, needed body work, took it to Complete Auto Body because of the show, and told them he was there because of the show. He says, these are his words, it was better than perfect. Now, that's hard to accomplish. Better than perfect. That's how he describes the work they did on his Jeep. He said the process was great. The people were fantastic. And we talked about many things and how happy they are to be on the large morning show in the afternoon. I am satisfied, more than satisfied. I will recommend them to anyone else who wants to drive where he drove from, Imperial, Missouri. Now, there are a lot of body shops between Imperial and St. Peter's, and that's where he chose to go. Mike, glad you're happy. Oh, he now has them do all the service work on his vehicle. And again, he drives 41 miles for an oil change. That's how impressed he was with Complete Auto Body. So there you have it. Complete Auto Body, as you can tell from that story, is, yes, in the collision repair business, but they're also in the complete auto service business. Brakes, tires, oil changes, safety and emissions, inspections, that kind of thing. They have three locations. They are in Hazelwood, Delwood, and St. Peter's. It is a very impressive place, and I am extremely particular. We had an auto body place on the air for 18 years. It was a good one. And when you replace a category with another advertiser in that category, you want to be 100% confident that the listeners will be as happy or happier than they were with the previous advertiser, and that seems to be the case. And I knew it would be with Complete Auto Body. You may recall, because we told you earlier, that Johnny Londoff Chevrolet does not have a body shop. They don't need a body shop because, in John's words, paraphrasing, there's no way they could do the body work better than Complete, so they just subcontracted to Complete Auto Body, and they do it. That's their body shop. They also do fleet work. If you're the person at a company who's in charge of a fleet of vehicles, police department, phone company, let's say, has a fleet of vehicles. Lots of companies have company vehicles. DirecTV, Dish Network, Spectrum, they all have fleets. They service fleets. They have 37 fleet customers with anywhere from 10 vehicles to one of them has 1,100 vehicles. I'm going to ask him which one that was. I forgot to ask him what client they have that has 1,100 vehicles, because that's bigger than any police department. That's a lot of it. What would that, what do you, if I said 1,100 vehicles, what kind of business can you think of that would have a
U-Haul?
Or Ameren? Ameren probably.
Yeah, U-Haul, UPS.
A fast
Amazon.
FedEx.
Oh, you know what? U-Haul.
A Fast and a Furious?
Or FedEx. UPS.
Yeah. Postal Service.
Okay. There are several that would have
a movie.
That would have a fleet.
They could take those off their hands.
Gold's Gym.
They do all the service work, the collision work, and they're equipped to handle it. Complete Auto Body. The website is CompleteAV.com.
Let's all go to the anymore. Lobby. Let's all
stop,
go
stop
to
music
the
right
lobby.
There. You talked over Dan Buffa's theme.
Sorry.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am so sorry, Dan.
Okay, I'll start it over.
Let's all go to the lobby.
I can't believe I talked
stop
over
this. Stop the music. I knew you'd do that. No, I knew you'd do that. I knew it.
I was counting on it.
Now, if you do it again, it won't be funny. That was funny, but it won't be funny if you do it again. Start the music. All right.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
A treat. A treat to me is popcorn and peanut M&Ms. I've told you that before. That's it. And a regular Coke, not a Diet Coke, or Dr. Pepper. That's my movie theater menu. That's all I need. Peanut M&Ms, popcorn, and Dr. Pepper or...
Popcorn?
Simplicity.
Yeah, popcorn. It's simplicity. It's popcorn that comes on a string. Idiot.
I love it.
What an idiot. Didn't even know about popcorn.
I almost think, here's an idea.
I haven't introduced you yet. Dan Buffa's brought to you by
Head of the Gun.
Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. And now, here to fill in all your free time in the evenings by telling you what to watch or stay away from on television. Now, you can't say movies now because the theaters, correct me if I'm wrong, they're still not open. Really? Not for the most part.
There's Galleria has new movies some weeks. Some weeks they just have a bunch of
movies. Hey, look who's here. Dan Buffa.
Hello. Yeah. This is like extending the silence.
So I seriously don't know can I go to a movie? I didn't even realize any were open.
Since theater. March, when everything shut down, I've watched one movie in a theater. You know, my friend's a manager there. He works at Galleria 6 Cinemas in Richmond Heights. So they're probably the one theater that has a full schedule. They're getting two new movies this week.
You do something my wife does. You what? Just did it. She does it all the time.
Uh-oh.
P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y. Probably. She says pry. He probably has three or four. She does
probably.
It all the time.
Yeah, probably.
No, he did it. She probably has 300 pairs of shoes.
It's just probably, basically.
But nobody actually says probably.
It's just, you know, why would it slows you down?
It
you
does.
Can't just say probably.
No, it does. It does.
People who learn English as a second language say across the board English is the hardest language in the world to learn. Which I find hard to believe, considering the way Chinese people talk.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But because of all the slang we use, because we don't say our words as they're intended to.
No, we don't.
There used to be somebody wrote this paragraph, and it started with...
Probably?
No, it started with J-E-E-T. G-Jet? Did you eat yet? G-Jet? And the other person goes, N-O-J-E-W? No, Jew. G-Jet? No, Jew. I mean, did you eat yet? No, did you? But
when
we don't say
it
like
that. When I was in Arkansas, all I heard was, I seen it. Not I saw it. I seen
I like that.
It.
Man, I seen it.
I'm from Tennessee. I never heard it. Was, I seen it.
Oh, yeah. It was all in one continuous little burst of speaking.
But when you said he probably has, I thought, ooh, there it is. Pride. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Shortcut. And in Kentucky, when people are exhausted, they say, man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Tarred. I'm tarred.
Yeah, like tarred and feathered. Right. I'm tarred. Not feathered,
now,
I'm tarred.
Now, Limey, in a couple movies, Clive Owen has said, I'm knackered. Does that mean you're tired?
Knackered, yes.
I'm knackered.
The strict definition of knackered, I believe, is tired
I've
after
never
sex.
Heard this. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, knackered.
Knackered.
N-A-C-K-E-R-E-D. Knackered.
You know the word? He was in a film with Julia Roberts where it's called Closer. Natalie Portman, Jude Law, they're all kind of exchange partners, and it's bad. But he tells Julia Roberts, I'm knackered. And I'm like, did he say naked? Or is he tired?
I want Tim to look this up, but I don't know how to spell it. But a couple of tries, he'll get it.
Okay.
Niggardly. You know that word?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There was a reporter that got in some serious trouble a few years ago for saying he acted niggardly.
It's in the dictionary.
Yes, it's a word, but
the
it doesn't.
Hell?
It yeah. Oh, no.
It means not generous or stingy.
Stingy. It's cheap. He's niggardly. Now, it does not sound acceptable
no,
at all. And
no,
this reporter
no.
almost got fired until he made his. And they, I guess, bothered to look it up. And I think the conclusion was they said to him, even though it's an actual word and
whoa.
It may mean cheap, don't
burn
ever
it.
Use it again.
Yeah. Just say cheap.
Just burn it.
Because
yeah,
it just you're cheap. Asking for trouble.
We should well,
don't act so niggardly.
We should get some C4 and attach it to that word and just chuck it into the ocean.
I love how dictionary.com gives words that are similar, and words that are similar to niggardly are mean, miserly, parsimonious, and close-fisted.
When you just said it,
I like
these guys winced.
Yeah.
That's how
it's
unacceptable
tough.
Sounding
yeah.
it
yeah.
is.
Well, that's the world we're living in right now.
I didn't know what he was about to say. Like, words that sound like that? Come on.
If we left here and went out to get a bite to eat, and Limey, you said, 6:47 for that hamburger? No, I'd say, don't be so niggardly. Everybody around us would go, what did he say?
Yeah.
It's just not a word.
I will say that last time you said it was probably the best it's going to get.
Tim,
yeah.
I'll
give you credit.
One G or two? 1G, I think, right?
No, there's two.
Two? Well, even worse. It's just too close.
There's an actress.
But it's an AR, not an ER.
I know that, but it's still, with 2 G's, too close.
I had this problem last year. I came on to review a movie, and the actress's name is Ruth, and I'm going to spell it, N-E-G-G-A.
Okay, N-E-G-G-A.
Yeah.
Niga?
Oh, yeah, see, that still scared me to say it that
still,
way.
Still close.
Yeah,
still close.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a,
that's her
she
name?
Was in a, yes. Ruth?
She's hot.
I'm not even going to say it.
So I would just go Nigeria.
Nigeria, maybe.
There
you
go.
Nigeria.
Nija.
So I like every that. Interview,
I
can go.
Nija.
I can go prepare yourself with the way I'm going to say your name.
Well,
Nija.
Well, how do you say it? Because wait till you hear what her mother's name is.
I think Najir or Najah is probably the best, safest way. It's probably terribly not
it's
the pry. Way.
Wikipedia it's pry. You hear it? It's pry, not the way.
Wikipedia says it's Najah.
Najah.
Okay, that's
way better.
Ruth Najah.
My daughter's married name is Landgrader. That's her husband's name. And I said something the other night. I said, are you used to the name Landgrader? She said, no, we've decided it's going to be pronounced Landgrader. So they just changed the pronunciation to make it sound real formal.
Wow.
And French and fancy.
I think I might just say Probs. I'm going to switch it up. It's Probs.
Probs.
That reminds me of when my dad threw a party at his house one time back in the 80s. And Schaefer beer was one of the cheapest beers you could buy. You could buy a case of Schaefer beer in the 80s for $5. And he went, and he had a bunch of his ex-wife's family coming over, and he didn't want to spend a bunch of money on them because he didn't like them.
In-laws.
Exactly. And all her cousins and all the whole group. So he went and got like 10 cases of this beer, and he put it out, and he goes, yeah, I stepped up for all you guys. I got Schaefer. It's imported from Germany. He called it Schaefer throughout the whole party. And they ended up, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Imported? Oh, imported?
It doesn't get any better when I'm on navigating through my own neighborhood, and she's like, make a left on Itcho Burger. And I was like,
ooh. Itcho Burger.
Eichel Burger.
Yeah.
So I was like, is that going to be like a new like burger joint? And Itcho Burger, man. We go there.
You know? Or when they said, where'd you get that sports coat? They go, Jacques Penet. For J.C.
Or like, if I go on left, on Gravois, it's
Gravois. And it probably should be Gravois.
Probably is.
Instead of Target, Target.
That's why I go, I'm going to drive on Gravois to Target.
I'm upset with Target, and a lot of people are.
Why?
Because they allow their employees to wear Black Lives Matter masks. If they allow them to wear All Lives Matter, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't need any kind of political statement.
I'm wearing the mask at the gym, and that's like a double workout.
And I wouldn't go there if they had White Lives Matter either. It's too selective. Let's just do the All Lives Matter.
Tarjay, you're acting out.
Stop being so political, Taji.
And now back to, hey, look who's here, Dan Buffa.
Yeah. Let's talk to
Dan Buffa.
I have a movie that we watched on Netflix.
All right, Dan, share that with us.
The movie is, and I think, I guess it came out in 2010, but How Do You Know? Mm. Are you familiar with that?
That sounds familiar. Give me one actor.
It's, well, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
Cute.
Jack Nicholson, maybe?
Yes, yeah. Jack Nicholson's in it. Paul Rudd's in
it. What's it called?
How Do You Know?
So it's on Netflix.
Netflix. Right,
and what's it about?
From 2010. Reese Witherspoon is kind of caught between Owen Wilson's a professional baseball player, and and she's kind of seeing him, but then Paul Rudd,
I don't get him.
Yeah, breaks up with
his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's good in this. And then Jack Nicholson is Paul Rudd's father, and they own some sort of financial
company.
This one. And Jack Nicholson did something underhanded and. Mm. And he would have gotten in trouble, so he kind of threw Paul Rudd under the bus.
It's not a comedy.
No, it is a comedy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's a romance
It's a romantic comedy.
It kind of sounds like one of those, they're going to sell it as a romantic film, but it's going to be...
It's not one of Nicholson's favorites that he's done.
He didn't get top billing.
I talked to him. And it's not even in his top 10. I talked to him this morning, as a matter of fact. Dan had mentioned that. I thought, well, I'll ask Jack. I got him on live by satellite now. Jack, understand that... what's the movie called again?
How Do You Know?
Do You Know is not exactly in your top 10 of the romantic comedies you've done. Is that true?
Hell no. I didn't like it. I said, How Do You Know? How Do You Know? Crap. I don't know. I didn't like it.
The great Jack Nicholson.
Wow, that's it.
Friend of the show.
He just broke down the whole screenplay in one line.
And I saw one last night that creeped me out. I'd never seen it before. I don't know why, because it's been out for quite a while, because it's a young Matt Damon. I watched this whole thing and was mesmerized by it. It's called The Talented Mr. Ripley.
What a
great movie that was. And he is so creepy in that movie.
That's not Jason Bourne.
No, that's
I got to watch it again because I remember it was good, but that's it.
He kills a guy and takes over his identity in upscale Italy. And it's creepy.
Matt Damon's one of those people, for a long time I didn't like him.
You didn't?
And then I saw a couple of things and I thought, okay, you know what? I get it. I get him. Rounders. Did you ever see that?
Rounders is fantastic. It's the guy that did the two guys that do Billions did that movie. So it's that same kind of talking. Yeah, it's a great movie. Edward Norton, they're both playing that best friend you just shouldn't have around you. They're both gambling.
Bad influence.
John Turturro just walking around saying wise things for 2 hours. John Malkovich played Teddy KGB. And remember, he would he'd split those Oreos open when he was bluffing.
Yeah.
He goes, I will splash the pot whenever I please. Chick, chick, chick. It was like, oh, man, Malkovich is leaning into it.
Just like him.
Wow.
No.
I just like him.
No. What did he say? Pay him his money. He beats me. Remember, Damon goes, well, I can just go and beat you up all night, Teddy KGB. And the guy walks towards Damon, and he goes, nah, pay him his money. He beat me.
It's a good movie. Especially if you're a gambler. I'm a gambler. Now, before you take off, before anybody else...
I got one big movie to review this week.
I do not want to forget to mention this.
Here we go.
I'm trying to remember... No. It's what we talked about off the air.
Yes.
There is a short documentary... For those of you who know the Jesco White story, the Dancing Outlaw, the documentary PBS did in West Virginia. West Virginia, in this entire country, the hillbillies of hillbillies, the inbred people, the mecca for that is the hills of West Virginia. There is a document. If you go to YouTube, just type in the Whitakers of Odd, West Virginia. Odd is a little town in the mountains and hills of West Virginia. The Whitakers of Odd, West Virginia. This is an inbred family. You are not going to believe what you're going to see. And it's all real. It's not a fake reality show. It's not enacted or dramatization. These are real inbred, severely mentally handicapped people. And that's what happens when you keep doing it with your family. You get the people you're going to see in the Whitakers of Odd, West Virginia. Tim doesn't even, he looked at a little of it. He doesn't think he can watch the whole thing. It's very disturbing.
I watched.
I can't stop watching.
I watched 90 seconds and I'm pretty much That's about a good fill for the day.
And see, I can't get enough of that.
You can't get enough. Well, I guarantee you there's going to be a Netflix, an Amazon, or a Hulu original film.
There should be on the Whitakers. Okay, you have the stay. Oh, phone numbers. If you want to call and recommend something or say, this is the worst thing I ever saw, don't waste your time. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. You have the floor.
Well, there was a big movie that came out this month that has Tom Hanks in it. It's a World War II movie. It's called Greyhound. It was supposed to be in theaters. This is one that they had to kind of change course because movie theaters aren't... They just can't give a movie a profit. That's the big problem, by the way, with movie theaters. You can't release a film that cost $125 million and you're supposed to make three times that right now. It's just not going to happen, right, even if you put it in all the theaters. So this movie called Greyhound is... takes place in the Battle of the Atlantic. So right at the beginning of World War II, when they had to take the cargo in the ships over the Atlantic Ocean. But this movie is about Hanks, who plays, you know, the captain of this U.S. Navy ship. It's his first time having to travel through the Black Pit. And that's what they called those 50 hours when those ships didn't have plane flyover support. So the German U-boats would be sneaking underneath the water and on top. That's when they would ambush these ships and try to, you know, stop them from delivering that cargo, which really helped, you know, the United States win the war. I mean, in the end, the Allied forces, they were all traveling across this stretch of the ocean where you couldn't fly a plane over it. And there's never really a reason given. It's just that's the way you can't. It's almost like at the airport, you can't put a helicopter over an airport. So they don't allow air traffic over that part, so he had to make it across just about a few days, 50 hours, very slowly, and they're firing torpedoes at his ship. So that's the whole movie. It reminded me of another recent film called The Outpost, which is about that U.S. military base in Afghanistan, which was heavily shot upon. It was called Camp Custer. It was so bad. This one is 92 minutes. It's a very short. Greyhound, by the way, is the name of the movie. It is on Apple TV. So Apple TV bought this thing up when Universal couldn't distribute it. And I think it costs $5 for your first month to get up Apple TV. There's a Chris Evans show. They have shows in original movies. One of them's got Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
That's a terrific show.
The Morning Show.
That's a good show.
That's on the same thing.
Good series.
Apple TV. So they got this movie, which is a big deal to get a Tom Hanks war film. I mean, when it comes to Tom Hanks and really the Second World War, Saving Private Ryan,
I've done an about face on Tom Hanks. I said a few months ago he was just sort of bland for me. I've changed my mind. I've seen a couple of things he's done, and I've rethought this.
Yeah. Philadelphia? Yeah.
Philadelphia's one. Forrest Gump is one.
Yeah.
Just changing characters.
And
so I changed my mind.
Yeah, and this movie... Again, it's 90 minutes. So you can't build up all these characters. Everybody on this ship is pretty much a name. And, okay, this person gets the coordinates and he hands them over to this guy. So Stephen Graham is also in it. He played Al Capone in Boardwalk Empire. He's a Brit who played Al Capone. And he was also in Snatch. He is kind of Hanks' second in command. So those are the two main actors that you know in this movie. But you have a guy like Hanks... You don't have to build up his character. You see Tom Hanks as this captain, and you just block in. So due to that, and
you can't say doo-doo. You said due to that.
Due to that.
Yeah.
It is a very good film because it's the CGI, the action scenes, it's constant. They are constantly under attack. There's no dialogue, really. There isn't a romantic subplot. It is, you see
him... Finally.
No, there's not.
But that sounds like it would get old.
No. It's only 92 minutes. It's pretty much an adrenaline rush for 92 minutes because you're hoping, is he going to get there? Is he going to lose part of his ship? Is he going to die? Because you don't really know unless you look up, and I'm not even sure it's his real name they're using, but this was his first time going through the Black Pit. And it's just, so you have a guy learning on the fly. So let's just say a ship is traveling across the body of water, and you're fine. Well, what if a German U-boat is coming from both directions, you know, how do you defense that? And you spin your guns around the left to the right, so he has to navigate his ship away from the torpedoes, and left and right. That's the whole movie. Tom Hanks yelling out, pull left, pull right, go straight. But it's riveting because of Tom Hanks and because of the way they do it.
Right.
There's no, like, I'll say this is the most leanest World War II movie you're ever going to see, because there's not a lot of access. Even in Saving Private Ryan, you knew all those guys. You knew even Vin Diesel's Private Carpanzo, mm-hmm. Edward Burns, even Adam Goldberg's guy. But here, you don't really know anybody except for Tom Hanks' character. And you know it's his first time. So due to that, this is a great film.
You said doo-doo again.
I like it.
You like doo-doo?
Due to that.
Due to that. Yeah, see, that's a good pause. I'm going to do that.
I got you, bud.
Props.
Well, it's like Limey. Due to that. We've taught him he can't say the word C-A-N-T.
No, cannot.
Because with his accent, nope. It comes off cunt, which sounds like something else.
It sounds like a Guy Ritchie movie.
Nope, cannot say that.
They said that word about 150 times in that movie, The Gentleman. Which
yeah, they
out,
do.
Which is, again, if you want a movie to watch at home that you missed in January, because it's usually a bad month for movies, Guy Ritchie, that was a comeback movie. Matthew McConaughey.
What is that about?
Okay, so this is one of the first movies.
The Gentleman.
Yeah,
what's it about?
It is about Matthew McConaughey is a marijuana kingpin. So for the first time in movies, it's not heroin, it's not cocaine, it's marijuana. They're getting more modern twists. Yeah.
Right. Good.
McConaughey playing a marijuana kingpin is just it's almost too on the nose.
Yeah.
But Charlie Hunnam, who is known for Sons of Anarchy, he plays his kind of right-hand man.
I've been screwing his name up. I'll be calling it Charlie Hunnam.
I know. Yeah. I think I heard him say, because he did one of those little questionnaires on YouTube.
He's on 8
He's on 8 o'clock tonight.
He is? Oh,
yeah, that's great. A 7. Charlie Hunnam?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Tuna.
Tuna. Same thing. Same thing.
But he's in it. Hugh Grant, in probably the most non-Hugh Grant role, plays a sleazy paparazzi guy. So McConaughey's character wants to...
I cannot stand him.
Who?
Hugh Grant.
You're going to like this movie because he's a sleazeball.
I will make myself watch it knowing he's in it because I can't stand that guy.
So he plays, the opposite of a romantic lead, which he's done for the majority of his career. So McConaughey wants to retire. And so he wants to sell his, billion-dollar business. He grows it all over a certain part of the United States, undetected. The government can't get to him. He is, the guy when it comes to marijuana.
Outdoor grow?
No. It's underground.
Oh, wow.
So you would see out a farm area, and he goes, there's my crops. And then you go down into this little container, and it goes down below.
Which I like, because usually it's out of the country.
Right.
No. He's like, it's basically looks like farmland.
Yeah.
And to the outside person driving by, you just see a container truck. But he's got a stairway that goes below that. So he wants to sell, and everybody wants to buy. So that's the whole movie. They're gunning for him. They don't want to give him his money because he wants to get out of the game. He wants to retire. He's been, he had kind of a hard upbringing in the world of crime. Now he found this, he's making a... And one of the best parts of the movie, Frank, and I think this is where it might get forgotten, is he's telling another crime boss who sells heroin. He goes, and McConaughey, made to say this, goes, your drug kills people.
It sounded just like him.
It's killed down.
I thought that was him.
No, I mean, he tells this guy, what I sell doesn't kill people. It just makes them feel good. So that was a good little screenplay ad there, because you don't need that. It's a slick gangster movie. But I liked it.
I would watch
it. And it was really forgotten about, and now it's coming out all over the streaming.
And where do we see it?
It is probably on Amazon for $6. Kind of like cheaper than the Ben Affleck film, but this one came out in January, which is, again, a terrible month for movies. That's when studios go, what can we just drop into a theater right now?
So, Amazon, the gentleman? Amazon?
Okay. Amazon for $6 or $7 to rent, even though...
Okay.
I just wrote it down. I actually bought it. That's one of the first movies I bought in a while. It's just a really good soundtrack. I think if you're going to do a Quentin Tarantino impersonation, you do it right. And this is Guy Ritchie, who did that with Snatch. That was kind of like his Pulp Fiction. And he does it again with The Gentleman, a great cast. I don't think McConaughey has been this good since Dallas Buyers Club. He plays
this role. He was married to Madonna.
He was.
And I
Guy
thought,
Ritchie?
Yeah. And when I heard the movie about like Snatch, I thought that was like a documentary about Madonna. I thought that was about.
Oh, that's still coming.
Yeah. Hopefully her British accent has faded away. Do you remember that?
Oh, it's terrible. It's almost as bad as Nicolas Cage, who does have Italian in his makeup, in Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
A horrible, horrible movie.
His accent was so bad.
There's only one movie where somebody tries to do an accent.
Did I say that right? Corelli?
I think
yeah,
so.
Captain Corelli's
Madeline. Only one worse attempt. Nick Nolte, Lorenzo's Oil.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
it was bad. What a very bad movie.
That was bad. It's like some guys can just do it. Like, and that's why I like Stephen Graham. He did Al Capone. And then he plays little Tommy in Snatch. And then he plays this, you know, Navy commander assistant. And now he's doing all these things. It's like Tom Hardy playing Al Capone as well. And then he plays Bane, where you can't understand a word he's saying. And then he plays other characters. So certain actors can do it. They can pull off not their native tongue. So not Nicolas Cage, and definitely not
Now, we kind of got all over the place.
We did.
Were supposed to do an ARD before Gentleman, you were talking
three
about.
And a half for both.
For both
so
Gentleman
if you,
and...
If you want a new movie, it's Tom Hanks, war film Greyhound. Called Greyhound. 90 minutes, three and a half.
We got to do three and a half two times.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Greyhound and Gentleman, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dean. All right, Dean. All right.
That's one. Next one. No, twice.
No, turn around.
Two move.
All right, Dean. All right, Dean. All right.
That was awesome.
Sorry, but we were just distracted.
Right, we might have to cut this segment short.
No. Bill just arrived with his... female friend.
They can't hear anything. They're in Dan's room, so we're good. Yeah.
Pretty lovely thing.
She can't hear us.
She is really cute.
She is really
unless
cute.
She streams this hour of this show.
No.
Well, that's okay, because all we're saying is that she's really cute.
Okay, something just ran by the office, and we all had to kind of, you know, give it a little bit. One eye.
Limey gave me a nod, like, look,
that was awesome. I thought... either Will Ferrell walked in or somebody else.
No, it's just, you know, we need a...
That was a good one.
Right.
He's a good one.
They're in the next room. Dan can hear us, but they can't.
Yeah, yeah, Dan. Oh, no. I think Bill's about to put in some headphones.
A plus.
You know what? He's just getting his headphones ready.
Frank.
Yeah. Bill's plus headphones.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Frank, before I go, I got one more thing.
Yeah, I like that movie, too.
I think we need...
You're a soldier, Dan. You're a soldier, mate.
Oh, my gosh. No, but instead of making the Limey, which is a Steven Soderbergh film with Terrence Stamp, I'm going to make the Limey 2. I'm going to write it for Trevor Phillips.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Really
Limey
appreciate
2.
That.
I think Steven Soderbergh will be
best.
Up for it.
You want to take Tim's phone call? He's been holding.
We got time?
Yeah. Oh, we have plenty of time.
Oh, it's only got 4:48. I thought we were at
12 minutes here.
Tim, thank you
for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Oh, it took a long time.
Right? Not you. Thank you, Tim.
Well, yeah. You guys might have heard of this movie. You might have talked about it before, but the Old Guard.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Charlize Theron's new Netflix original.
Well,
I want to see this.
Speaking of good-looking gals, you got one in the studio, and Charlize is definitely in that category of good-looking. But anyhow, yeah, that's a good movie. It's a good movie.
It is. And
it's really good.
It's an action-packed film. It's based off a graphic novel. She is the leader of these... kind of like black ops mercenaries, but they're unkillable. So you fire a whole round of bullets into them, they won't fall.
I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, but she sells it. I mean,
I want to see her in a realistic role as somebody's love interest.
Totally. She played the mother of three in Jason Reitman's movie. That's her playing as normal as it gets in Tully. But this one, I think she sells the action pretty well. She, you know, Angelina Jolie, maybe Theron.
She doesn't get one anymore, does she?
She's ruined herself. Too much plastic surgery.
Yeah, you know, I'd say back in the day, though, Mr. and Mrs. Smith,
Tomb Raider. Smoking hot.
You know, she could when she was shooting the weapons, you could tell that she knew what she was doing.
Quick bonus joke?
What's that?
So this guy is in a really horrible car wreck, and he's pinned in the car. The accident happens right between two homes, the home of the Smiths, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and the home of Mr. and Mrs. Ball. Fortunately, he was pulled out by the Smiths. Get it?
Oh my God!
I got it.
Tim looks confused. The accident took place. He's pinned in the car between the home of Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Mr. and Mrs. Ball. He was pulled out by the Smiths. Fortunately.
Oh, got it.
Well.
That took a second.
It's not playhouse worthy, but
it's like when somebody brings the hand close to your face and then finishes it about a minute later.
Okay, guys, I gotta go.
All right, Tim. Oh, I forgot all about Tim. Thank you, Tim, for Tim. Letting us.
We just went
off the rails
from the old guard to Mr. and Mrs.
I've never heard of the old guard. But I'm just not a fan of that. I don't want to see a woman like that with bullets bouncing off of her.
Well, no, they go into her. They just come out of her.
Human. Honest Abe. Honest as Abe was, I went to school and this, with a kid in junior high, and his last name was Balzich.
Oh,
okay.
That's I'm not.
That's cruel.
I'll bring in the yearbook.
That's a family that should have changed their last name.
And he had a little obesity problem, and he wore glasses. And he was.
Is he sane today? Is he sane?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since eighth grade.
His last name was Balzich.
Balzich. B-A-L-L-S-I-T-C-H.
I would have named his. I'd made his first name Duyer. This my son Duyer.
And his brother Dumai.
Can you imagine?
Dumai and
Duyer. Can you imagine walking doing that in the movie? Mr. Balzich, we're coming to get you finally.
Now Balzich that, table for two, serving Balzich table
was,
for two.
Was that a recording of Christopher Walken?
That was that he just flew into the studio. He's gone.
Wow.
Flew into the studio.
Balzich.
He came through the window, and the window is still intact. That's Christopher Walken for you.
You have eight minutes. Eight minutes. What else would you like to offer?
Well,
for people who don't want to go anywhere.
People are wondering, just like I am, when are movie theaters, not just Gallery of Six, like the AMC and the big movies? Well, a big blow this week, Christopher Nolan has finally pushed his movie back indefinitely. So Tenet, which was supposed to come out July 17th, pushed back to the 31st, pushed back to August 12th, is now indefinitely. So
this has to be crippling, like Marcus, Regal. It has to.
Is it okay if I do a shameless plug of my writing?
Yeah.
Well, I just wrote a piece where for the first time, probably in this year, I'm really starting to doubt that movie theaters can really come back from this. Because it's not finished, right? The second wave's not even here yet. They can't open movies. You know, they can't get back to the set.
And if they do, you have to skip two seats for every seat. They can't
push it back to 2021. You can filter some movies into 2022.
But look at the size of the real estate for a multi-screen cinema. Not every company can sustain.
Like Tivoli is probably going to close. Plaza Frontenac will be kept alive by its mall, but it's part of it, and it's in Ladue.
I don't even know how the mall can keep it alive. That place doesn't have anybody in it either.
No, and I even asked my friend who's a general manager at Gallery of Six, like, what's the ticket box office like? He's like, it's bad. And I said, well, how long can you stay open? And he goes, I don't know. It's like one of those things where I could get a call tomorrow and say, we're going to close on Monday.
But think of the landlord's position, though. What are you going to do with a building that has 15 big screens and it's set up only to be a theater? I mean, there has to be some kind of
compromise.
We ain't paying the rent, but when we do, we'll pay one and a half or something.
The big thing that they're hoping for with Christopher Nolan's film, who all of his movies do well. I mean, Inception, all of them. Even Interstellar, which I didn't really love, was still a big grossing movie.
You throw out names. He must be a director.
He's a big time director.
I don't know who that is.
My
I don't really
there.
Follow directors.
Christopher Nolan is probably right there with, Steven Spielberg of the new age. He's made constantly great movies. Inception. He did The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
I love The Dark Knight.
The Batman movies.
Will you guys give me a second? I have to embarrass somebody who's not in the studio or not in the States right now. I got to embarrass somebody right now because of Dan Buffett's segment.
Uh-oh.
There's a buddy of mine who's aiming the PM, and his name is Jody, and he's listening right now. He's a great guy, good golfer. This is his favorite segment of the week.
Really?
And he looked at me, and he's got a wife and three kids, and he looked at me and goes, hey, man, I got to ask you a question. What does that Dan Buffett look like? Because he's got a really sexy voice.
Whoa. Is he gay?
No, he's not. Wife and kids.
Well, but you still be gay.
But
he's, have wife.
But, yeah, but he said that, and he's listening right now, and I know his buddies are listening, so I just embarrassed the heck out of him.
Well, but I'd like for you to follow through and tell everybody how you would describe Dan Buffett. Describe him to your friend right now.
I said he's about a young 30s guy who actually has aged pretty well and is probably the fittest guy on the show.
And Buffa is the right name because Buff, he is.
I'm like Vin Diesel's balding with a crack addict brother.
Balding with the occasional beard, the occasional baby face Finster look. He kind of mixes it up.
Oh, man. Baby face Finster.
Never again.
Tim, baby.
My wife will still tell me, you just don't ever do that again.
Whatever.
Shave off all my
hair.
She'll probably say, that garage has got a bed in it,
It does. You're one of those guys who looks meaner than you are.
I know. I get that a lot.
But you look like that guy who would kick a guy out of the bar car and his buddy and his other buddy all at the same time.
He's the kind of guy that looks like if he was coming down the sidewalk, coming the way that you're walking, you get your phone out and hit 9-1 and then just wait for something to happen.
Yep. Oh, man. No, no, you got that.
So I broke bad. I'm basically Walter White.
The best
no
way
more
to put
science
it is,
teacher.
You've got that, I could kick your ass.
Well, that's
and,
good.
You, and you probably could.
Until you hand me some coffee, and I'll just go, thanks, man. That's good. I won't hurt you.
Hey, you someone... know what? There's nothing wrong with that look. That's a good look to have. People
no, but
mess with you.
But there's people, you know, my wife will bring her friends over, and I always want to go, did I scare your friends? You know, bring over a couple over for a hangout, and I'd be like, you know, you weren't too overwhelming tonight. That's good. It's like, all right.
Tonight.
I'm back off.
Because
usually, they're either scared of me or I give them too much of my personality in the first night, which is always kind of a little bit too much. So I try to restrain myself. Be more like Paul Giamatti than John DeTuro.
Jody, if you're he's never hit any of us, okay? He's never hit us.
Or
he's
hit on even, any of us.
I don't want to hit anybody.
Every time hit on me.
Every time I want to hit somebody, I think I'm going to break my hand.
Oh, damn.
Which brings me
to one of my big pet peeves and gripes about the movies and TV shows. Every fight scene. In real life, if you take your fist and you hit a guy right in the face, you're going to break fingers. He's going to lose teeth.
Oh, yeah.
No, they get up, shake it off, and they go back at it. If you really hit people the way they hit them, you would be out cold and all your teeth would be on the ground and you'd be gushing blood.
That was the thing about Banshee.
Yeah.
Those fight scenes.
Overdone.
I mean, somebody would be hospitalized if they got hit.
The cool thing, he wore a cast for about a whole season, though. I think he really hurt his hand. Like, when he wore that cast.
I wish they'd be a little more realistic about the fighting.
Well, I'll give one more last plug of a show. Kingdom, which just came to Netflix on July 1st. It was a DirecTV show.
What's it about?
It's about an MMA family. Okay. So in this show, you have Frank Grillo, Jonathan Tucker. They're he's a retired fighter. He's got two young sons who want to be fighters. And it's just everything.
You can't say he's a retarded fighter.
Retired.
Okay. Hey, someone called in and asked what you thought of Damnation. Have you seen that?
I don't think I've seen that.
Is that one word, damnation? I think I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Or as opposed to damnation.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one word.
It's one word.
Okay. Yes. But if you want a good show about fighters and as much of it about outside the ring as inside the ring, it was kind of a forgotten show, kind of like Waco with Paramount. This show wasn't really marketed well by DirecTV, so Netflix scoops it up. And it's four seasons, 40 episodes, actually three seasons, because season two is two parts, but it goes by quick. It's kind of like Sopranos in a gym. The characters, they're all just, nobody's really good. They all do bad things. Like, they're all putting drugs in their body, and they're trying to keep fighting. Their bodies are taking a beating. They can't keep a wife or a girlfriend. So it's very relatable. I think there's a lot of these characters out there. So if you want a good show about fighters, Kingdom is there.
Kingdom, ARD is how many?
Kingdom, yep. Four.
Four?
Ooh, wow.
Here we go. Here they come, right?
All right, Dan.
And any comment about Damnation, which he mentioned, do you know what that is?
I don't. Is it two names or one?
It's one.
One?
It's one.
I never heard of it.
I just looked it up. It's about a dirty preacher.
Ooh.
That's a surprise.
Oh, where's that play? I'll watch that. Where's that?
He's on
Netflix.
So I got a thing about these.
Damnation. I thought it was two words. I'd be a little bit. But no, I haven't heard of the.
There was Highwaymen. Somebody just called
that was
it.
A very that good movie.
It's on Netflix.
Very awesome. Good movie.
Damnation. I'll watch it.
That is Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson tracking down. Is it
Highwaymen? Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes. Oh, I saw that.
Man, that was such a good movie.
Very good.
And that's a movie, may I add, that you can watch and watch and watch just about every year. It's an enjoyable film.
Right. Well, you know how to wrap this up.
I'm Dan Buffa, and until next week, I've had enough of.
He's had enough of. He's Dan Buffa. And he will be back next Tuesday. We will once again take your suggestions, and he'll steer us toward or away movies that you may or may not want to see. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Coming up as part of the next hour, a special edition of the Bill Cleveland segment, because he has a special guest. Thank you, Mr. Buffa. As he leaves the room, stay with us. We're glad you are. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is holding a news conference on the response to the coronavirus pandemic. He highlighted that the average age of those that contract the virus are 78 years old, and young adults who have it may not even know they do. Trump also stated that treatments like remdesivir have been made available to help people overcome the virus. The Department of Justice is charging two Chinese hackers with trying to steal coronavirus secrets. Assistant AG for National Security John DeMere said China is proving itself to be a safe haven for those who want to commit cybercrimes. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch said their concern isn't about the people of China, rather it's with the Chinese government. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is ripping the Trump administration for a memorandum aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census.
This order isn't worth the paper it's